A Beginner's Guide to Tezos. What is Tezos? According to the Tezos website, Tezos is a new decentralized blockchain that governs itself by establishing a true digital commonwealth. A commonwealth is a group that chooses to be linked together because of their shared goals and interests. Tezos aims to have their token holders make decisions together to govern the platform and improve it over time. This post should help those who are new to Tezos to understand how it is different than other smart contracts platforms like Ethereum. Please see my Beginner's Guide to Ethereum for those new to the concept of smart contracts. Governance. Tezos is a smart contracts platform like Ethereum, but one of its main differences is that Tezos incorporates a process for upgrading the protocol over time through on-chain governance. This system is designed to allow for a smooth evolution of the blockchain rather than having to hard fork, which is a split of the blockchain into two separate versions. The team believes that hard forks, which both the Bitcoin and Ethereum blockchains have been subject to in the past, shouldn't be the standard way to upgrade over time. Their view is that hard forks should only occur as a last resort, when the community needs to be split into two due to irreconcilable differences over how each group envisions the protocol evolving. In Tezos, developers are independently able to submit proposals for protocol upgrades, wherein they include a request for compensation for their work. Tezos token holders can vote on whether the proposal should be approved. Adding this compensation structure provides incentives for developers to continue improving upon Tezos, rather than having to work for free, relying on donations, or being sponsored by a centralized entity. This innovative structure is intended to enable Tezos to support independent developers that contribute to the protocol over time. Delegated Proof of Stake. Ethereum is currently working towards switching from proof of work to proof of stake, while Tezos plans to launch with delegated proof of stake from the start. Proof of work is an effective but resource-intensive method of maintaining consensus across a peer-to-peer network. In fact, currently Ethereum miners are already using more electricity than a small country like Cyprus. With proof of stake, validations are conducted through virtual mining rather than physical mining. In order to participate, you only need to own the tokens rather than spend the money on purchasing mining hardware and electricity. An added benefit of proof of stake is that it enables economic penalties if someone tries to attack the network. Delegated proof of stake means that Tezos token holders can delegate someone else to validate on their behalf if they do not wish to participate in staking directly. For example, lack of time, knowledge, or resources. Formal verification. Tezos also differs from Ethereum in that its smart contract programming language, named Michelson, is a functional programming language which facilitates formal verification. Formal verification essentially allows developers to mathematically prove the correctness of their smart contract code. Formal verification proves that some properties of the contract will be maintained, but does not necessarily mean that the code is 100% correct. Formal verification is used in industries where there is little room for error, for example, nuclear reactors, aircraft, and medical devices. There have been instances of bugs within poorly implemented Ethereum smart contracts that could have been avoided had formal verification been applied. This does not mean that Ethereum itself had bad bugs, but it does provide a strong argument for creating formal verification tools that developers may use to facilitate ensuring smart contracts will behave as expected. For this reason, there is a push for creating formal verification tools and new programming languages for writing Ethereum smart contracts. The trade-off with formal verification is that it can be difficult for developers to apply properly, leading to a false sense of security as all of the correct assumptions must be baked into a proof for it to be useful. Project. The co-founders of Tezos are Arthur Brightman and Kathleen Brightman, who have been developing Tezos since 2014 with a team of core developers. Currently, they are expected to be several months away from launching the Tezos network. Starting on July 1, 2017, the Tezos team raised a historic $232 million in an uncapped fundraiser over a period of about 2 weeks, accepting contributions of both Bitcoin and Ether. The Tezos Foundation, based out of Switzerland, will manage the funds based from the crowd sale. In the first year of the network, the foundation will have veto power on proposals, but will not have any privileged power in submitting proposals. In addition, the foundation plans to eventually phase itself out unless Tezos holders vote to keep funding it using the on-chain governance system. I believe that Ethereum, Tezos, and other smart contract platforms will coexist as they each aim to serve different purposes and the token holders have different ideals. When cross-blockchain infrastructure like Cosmos and Polkadot are fully developed, we will hopefully see Ethereum and Tezos tokens move more freely between both platforms.